To my son, Aiden. Chapter 1. Desperate for a Fix. What drives addiction is longing. A longing not just of brain, belly, or loins, but finally of the heart. Cornelius Plantinga, Jr. Not the way it's supposed to be. I was not born into a family of optimists. So one day, when I woke up to discover that my latest book, which my agent had said wouldn't sell, my mother had said wouldn't sell, and even I'd said probably wouldn't sell, was flying out the door, I was slack-jawed. As my friend Derek and I were walking into a Barnes & Noble, he pointed to a front-of-store table with piles of my latest book on it. "Dude, you're blowing up," he said. Yes, I was blowing up all right, but not in the way Derek thought. Behind the mask of confidence, I felt like a fraud, as if I'd conned everyone else into believing I was worthy of my accomplishments when actually I was just a poser. I feared that people would soon discover I was an imposter and abandon me in disgust. And so, by 2020, I was secretly taking enough prescription medications every day to deaden my feelings of terror and self-doubt that you'd have thought my life's ambition was to become a mobile CVS pharmacy. Thankfully, a month-long stint in rehab that same year prevented me from achieving that ill-considered goal. Prescription drugs? Rehab? How did this happen to you, Ian? You might ask. You're an Episcopal priest, a therapist, an author who writes books about spirituality, rewriting your life narrative, the mysterious workings of the personality and the human heart. You previously had decades of recovery from alcoholism. You have a nice home in a cool neighborhood in Nashville. You take vacations to Italy. You have two new cars in the garage. Dude, you even own Golden Doodles. People who own Golden Doodles don't take drugs and end up in treatment. Well, I did. Repair strategies. I'll soon provide you with all the unhappy details of my rack and ruin, doodles and all. How the reappearance of unruly ghosts from a difficult childhood, which I thought I'd put to rest, once again surfaced in my heart, like a jump scare from some mad uncle in the attic yelling, "Gotcha!" But most important is what my relapse taught me. No matter how hard we try, we can't repair the enduring problem of the human condition. The pain of living in a world that's a colossal cock-up. A world that refuses to conform to our ideal of how things should be. A world that repeatedly proves to us that our self-written prescriptions for soothing our emotional distress eventually cause us more problems than they solve. Relapsing after decades of sobriety triggered a great deal of humiliation and shame. Now, years later, I still periodically wake up in the middle of the night and wonder, WTF was I thinking? All that said, it gave me one of the most important lessons of my life. My addiction wasn't the problem, but only the symptom. I was in emotional, psychological, and spiritual pain and looking for a fix, an external solution to an internal problem. This is a fool's errand, like going to the hardware store to buy bread. Our self-prescribed treatment plans for managing our own interior distress never, never, never work. They just keep us chasing the dragon, searching for the next fix. Which is why this book is about more than finding recovery from our addictions. It's a deeper exploration into the big ache that fuels addictions and other besetting, self-defeating behaviors, and how we can't fix it, at least not by ourselves. But this exploration will be teeming with hope because the solution to what ails us is always within reach and has been hidden in plain sight all along. I begin with the assumption that you know you're broken. Why else would you buy a book titled The